This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Random Order Show, episode 141, man. We getting back at it and cracking, man. All day, it's your boy Jermaine Richards, man. I'm in here, B-Baby Trey in the building
all day. How y'all doing?
My man, Sheldon Sebastian in the building all day.
Yes, sir. What up, everybody?
Hey, man, listen, man. It's been a very swell episode, episode 141. We talked about all the important things, man.
Giant rabbits.
Dyson versus Tyson.
Losing a tooth to the dentist.
We talked about tacos for a very long time.
We got a Portuguese weather update.
Riding on the train. And, of course, man, your child giving you the middle finger through the wall, man. Listen, y'all know what y'all need to do, man. Jump in them comments. Smash that thumbs up. Smash that subscribe. Enjoy this episode 141. Locked in.
I look like I got dreads under this hoodie.
Amen.
Shout out all my dread brothers. Still wearing hoodies and beanies, man.
All day.
I just got questions. How many questions Jadakiss asked on the question why?
Bruh.
I mean the song.
That's a classic right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I don't have that information up top of my head.
352 questions.
Is that facts?
No.
Streets knowledge?
Yeah.
Welcome back, man. You know what it is, man. We in here, man. We got some breaking news. Trey is down a tooth, man.
Hey, we
took down one tooth.
We said we gonna keep that off the air.
Did we say that shit?
You said you was gonna
I think
put
we
it
said
on
that
air.
On the air.
Yeah.
You right. Keep it going then. Shit. Bring back the melody, man. I'm down a tooth, man.
It happens to the best of us, man.
It doesn't, man. It doesn't, man. Nah, man.
It's crazy though because bro is literally about to pick up the 3-pack of M&M's yesterday. I had to let him know.
Yesterday.
Brother, he's about to go into surgery. For a problem.
Now I know we said don't say that on the L.
I said don't say something. come on, man.
Listen.
Tell you, man. Real friends is all their friends drink and drive, man.
Yeah.
I have to tell him, man.
Yo. It's not even about the M&M's, really.
Okay.
I was diagnosed with cavity.
One cavity.
Yo, I'm off these drugs right now, man. They got me leaning. Yeah.
They got you off that purple drip?
Yeah, remember when I first pulled my tooth? Where you at? Sorry.
Looking at the wall and shit. Hey.
Oh. I had to get 4 teeth removed. Right here.
Oh, this is before your Invisalign, right?
To get my Invisalign, yeah. So it's two here, two on this side, two on this side. Same size, same tooth, different size, yeah?
Wait, and what?
Same tooth,
oh,
just
okay,
different
right.
size. Same tooth.
Gotcha. Canine. You see them canines?
So I got my canine. No. My canine is still there. Here. We all got the canines,
oh, yeah.
Right?
Okay.
We used to call them vampire teeth.
Yeah, they're
oh, them joints, yeah. I got
yeah,
them.
Those are the canines.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fangs?
Yeah.
Fangs, okay. Right?
You could.
So they're not called fangs.
They're called canines. Okay. But your canines are your fangs.
Fangs are just from the vampires or from the wolves?
No, fangs is like an actual thing.
What happened to Mona the Vampire?
Those was Fugazi teeth. She got her shit
right.
Pulled
she had
out.
The Poppians. All right.
Yeah.
So your fangs.
I pulled out the 4 teeth, and then they're like,
beside
oh, we got to give you some drugs. It was like 3 teeth behind my fangs. The ones I just pulled was my K-13.
They didn't pre-drug you, or you talking about they pre-drugged you?
Nah, they didn't.
Oh, after.
It was after. So
they said, shit, you need some help.
Yeah. They said, yeah, you need some help. But the place that I went, he's my witness. They didn't do it right.
Okay.
The people that pulled up my 4 teeth.
Oh yeah.
They didn't play it right.
Very manual removal.
Very cool.
Oh yeah. You said it was like. Yeah. Yeah. I remember you telling that story.
They wouldn't put this on the commercial.
They wouldn't. They wouldn't even put this bitch on the brochure. Like not even in writing. Like
they
like,
looked at me to stop recording.
Yeah.
But it would look shady if you told me to stop recording on film.
So, I'm not on this chair and I'm just having flashbacks of like you know. my previous interaction with the dentist, and they kept saying, like, yo, are you nervous? You nervous? I'd be like, yo, honestly, I have no reason to lie. Yeah, because my last experience wasn't nice.
This is today.
I was telling them that.
Right.
And I told them, I said, the only positive side I remember from that was that they gave me codeine after.
But
I remember we kept just like it was an ongoing joke that like I have codeine, I'm sipping codeine, but they gave it to me in pill form. So I was like, it wasn't drowsy at all. Like it's literally the furthest thing from codeine. This one, Future Drop, Coding Crazy. You know, I was all
everybody
over that.
Wanted a little bump.
It was a big deal.
Yeah, but anyways, man, they took out the teeth. A lot better than the other guy. She stood up, but she was very nice. I was so numb, I didn't feel anything still.
Yo, she had your head wagging around and shit.
No, man. Yo, honestly, they were so gentle. It came to a point where I literally, like, she got up. I said, oh, it's out. And she said, no, it's still in there. Like, I literally had no idea what was going on. She said, move your head to the right. My head went to the right.
Okay.
That's, yeah, no. And it was two of them, man. They're going at it. They're talking to me and shit. It was nice, man. It was nice. Honestly, I just closed my eyes. It was out. Okay. And then the needle to the gums hurt, though. I ain't going to lie.
Oh, they numb you.
Oh, yeah, that's the... Yeah, they need to do a pre-numb, like a needle numb for the needle to numb the numbing needle.
They what did that.
They need, like, maybe, like, a lotion.
They got the gel.
Oh!
So they gelled me up.
But in your mouth, though, it's all wet and shit.
It was good.
Oh, the gel goes in your mouth.
So...
Yeah, to numb the gum.
Yes. Thank you, Jermaine.
So...
Thank
you. They know me. They got me right.
Yeah.
And then I didn't feel anything, like, because at first I thought it was just the gel. So when I first got it done, until took the four out, they put the needle to me.
Okay.
But I still felt shit. Remember, I told them, like, you're going to have to double dose me. I don't like needles. So if I'm telling you, give me the needle again.
Oh, shit.
You know, like, you're, bro, I'm feeling this.
I'm in a place, yeah.
I'm in a place. So she numbed me with this, like, with this green gel over my gums. I didn't really feel anything. And then she put the needle to my gums. I didn't feel it. She said, you may feel a poke. I didn't feel anything. I said, oh, there's a needle already there. But I felt how numb I was. So I was like, okay, you did it. But she's like, okay, this one, I got to keep it real. Like, you're going to feel this one. So it's on the inside of your gums. That's where she put the needle. So it goes like up and in. That one fucking hurt. It was a thicker needle because the gums are thicker there. And I'm like, okay, you didn't tell me this earlier. Yeah, but they pulled that hoe out, man. So
That's what's up. What's up?
Yeah.
Very mafia still, the way they remove teeth.
Yeah. Man.
With pliers.
Yeah, that was the only thing I was thinking of. I was like, yo, if I was being tortured, bro, with no.
So it's the same thing, just no numbing cream.
Yeah.
If you're being tortured.
Yeah. But they're just going to fucking pull it.
Yeah. It's going to slide. I'll ask, man. I'm like, hey, can you put me under for this?
Yeah.
Just being tortured. Just out there. Slap. Bro, you never want to be at the mercy of someone who's torturing you.
Yeah, no. I don't think.
That's why it's so effective.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Bro, I'll tell you before you even don't even break out the buckles, nigga.
You just show me the chair you're about to put me in. Oh, that nigga stayed on the street.
Steve GV, Chris, Luther from down the block.
Yep. You know, they all got something to do with it, man. But
damn, man, streets are spoken, man. What Lil Durk said.
Gonna a rat.
If you a rat, you a rat.
I saw. I deleted him off iCloud this morning.
Damn.
Yeah.
Gunna.
Damn.
Yeah. He a rat.
That man told.
Damn.
Oh, you going with Gunna? Gunna is the law.
Dirk
is the law.
He a rat.
Okay. All right.
Honestly,
I'm gonna listen to that. I don't know.
This is the street code right here. Let me tell you something.
All right, talk about it.
If you give the people anything.
They'll never accept you in a gang. You don't know the rules and shit.
They're gonna
explain the rules.
They're gonna shake their head and say this. If you say anything to anyone asks you any question, you're a rat. The cops say anything.
It's interesting though, not to get too, you know, it's a comedy podcast, but you know, I feel like then they be like, oh, if certain things happen, if your mom gets shot or something, you telling them what your mom, you know what I mean?
It's like, cold. No kids.
What's no okay,
kids,
all right.
No kids,
okay.
No kids, man.
No kids, okay, all right, all right.
No kids, no
all
women.
Right, okay.
Yeah, I feel so bad. If someone just got out of line and just did something fucked up, you get gang snitching on them. Like if your boy went out and did a school shoot, So.
You think you snitch on the gang? They snitch on the gang?
Yeah.
I'm not mad at us for years. I hope there's some, you know, some lines you can't cross, or else it's just, you know, or just demons.
But the thing is, if you accept it, that's like you going, literally you signing up to be in the mafia.
Right.
And then doing something to snake the mafia, and they're like, yeah, okay, this is death before dishonor. That's what you signed on for. So you know it's coming. Yeah. It's almost like, if we can snitch, we don't, I ain't say nothing. I'm out with no one. But I just bang around the mortar.
I would snitch on you. Y'all would snitch on me, right?
I wouldn't. No, I wouldn't.
All day.
Who asked? I'll give him up. His dog went to it.
How was y'all as like growing up as siblings? Like, did y'all snitch on each other or y'all didn't snitch on each other?
Yeah, we're kind of programmed to snitch.
Oh, fuck.
Until we woke up and realized, like, oh, that's that lame shit, man.
Yeah.
Tisha was the last snitch.
I stabbed your eyes out when I was a kid.
She was on duty, man.
She was on duty.
Yeah, she was a home monitor.
We all kind of just phased out as we aged.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, because Ryan called me a snitch. I was like, what the fuck? Like, because I'm being raised by my father. And I'm here. It echoed there, made me laugh. I'm being raised by my father. He's telling me, be honest, be truthful, you know? Because all you have is each other. So I'm like,
which on one side, like, I respect.
You know what I'm saying? I respect it.
Yeah, you know,
But he'd be asking for the truth.
Like, okay, who am I?
You know what I mean? Loyal to which one?
I didn't come to the realization, man. I had to tell my dad something because I had to snitch on Ryan. And I said, listen, man, this snitch shit ain't easy, Richard. Because when you leave, these my friends.
I don't like that I got you out here doing this, man.
Take me to get McDonald's, man. Come on.
That ain't the problem, man. He the one that took it.
Bro, you would get, like, real life penalized, bro. Like, you're not doing nothing for a little bit. Yeah. And you don't have the respect for a little bit. So I remember when I had to drop the snitching out of my practice here. So it just wasn't there. But Tanisha didn't figure out that she didn't get that memo, man.
Word.
No, yeah, she was ratting on us, man. To the point where my dad's just like, man, I don't give a fuck. I don't
care anymore. Right.
You're not into the reports. But it did feel something. As a little kid, man, it felt good to snitch, man.
Yeah.
Just like, yo, man.
Off my
the team. Leader's home.
Yeah.
Yo, I'm getting on the leader's good side, and he did this, and he did that. This nigga's not doing his homework. Check his backpack. He just started dumping.
His sandwich still in there. Yeah, I feel that. Yeah.
And he said the F word. The B word.
I just heard. I'm just telling what I heard. Slide me a little 20. Yeah, I got paid.
My boy said he was a CO. CI, I mean.
When the leader leaves, man, it gets tense.
Yeah.
That's right. Going to work. Nigga, you serious? That's two niggas. You said the N-word twice.
You close the door and just hold on to the door and just know when you turn around. Niggas is right there.
I'll make you want to go to work.
Oh, man, that's funny.
I got school on Saturday, boy.
Word.
When I was in the dentist chair just now, and obviously I'm a guy that laughs at a lot of things. You gotta find reason to laugh in life, especially when
I agree.
Your fucking tooth pulled up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm there, and obviously your mouth has to be open the whole time to get to your teeth.
Mm-hmm.
So she's there operating on a tooth, whatever. And just so much saliva is like building up, where it's like, hey, it's gonna be hard for me to.
Yeah.
To clear this, mm-hmm. So they have to get the little vacuum.
Yeah.
So you know how they be hooking it on the side of your lip just to let it stay there so they can keep working. So I'm on the chair now. I'm going to display this with the remote. I'm on the chair. You obviously start off like this. Mm-hmm. So I'm like low to the ground right here. And then she's like, it got to a point where she had to stand up. So she's like, I'm going to stand up, but I'm going to raise you up so I can work on you like that. So I go up now. She stand up now. It's my top left tooth beside my canine. So it's like, I kind of have to be at a certain angle for you to really get it.
Mm-hmm.
So she's like, all right, Trey, I'm just going to put you back. So I'm like this now.
So you're almost sliding down.
Yeah.
Your shirt's rolling up.
Yeah. I'm like, literally my belly button is like, it could be out.
You got the slight wedgie.
Yeah.
All day.
So I'm like this now. The tube is still in my mouth. You're getting all the extra saliva shit. Mm-hmm. I did one adjustment with my tongue, like, I'm kind of holding it from falling all the way back and me, like, fucking joking.
Okay.
So I just did, like, a slight movement of the tongue just to kind of reposition with how she got me up in there right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So the vacuum's just going like this as you're adjusting.
But it was, like, a longer vacuum. This is, like, the surgical vacuum. This is not the cleaner one. This is, like, yo, there's a lot of blood.
This is a real deal.
Yeah. So I just made like one wrong move, and I was just trying to like readjust my tongue, but I was trying to tell him like, yo, you gotta take this. Exactly. So two of them was in my mouth, and then fucking the tube. And I just adjusted it when I was talking because my tongue was holding it. It fucking slipped. So they're just there, just, and I'm just like, whoa! Pretty clear. The tube fell down.
Yeah.
Because I'm holding it in place on my tongue. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it just fell down deeper where I just fucking gagged. I was so embarrassed where I was just looking at her. I'm like,
one tear and shit.
No, you're good. It's fine.
No. Keep on, keep on.
Bro, that shit.
Yeah, I need to walk outside. I don't know if you just continue that.
You gotta reset me.
Yeah, let me go for a smoke real quick.
Bro, I'm gagging my fucking legs in the air like this. You know what I mean? Like, it was, blood was all in my mouth and shit. Like, literally spat out, like.
Damn.
It was, like, it was a lot, man. But if you know, you know.
I hate when it's, you know, you make an adjustment with your tongue on the spit sucker, and then this shit plugs on your tongue.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So your tongue just in it.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The post-op is you know, if that water
down. Oh, yeah, man. And then that's I don't want to make this about me. Yeah, I'm going through a lot today.
This is the place to make it about
me. Oh, damn, man.
Yeah, man.
It's just...
If you want me to, okay.
You know what I mean? You can't, like, you give me a plate to eat. And then, like, you know, obviously, okay, now that I say it out loud, yeah, it makes sense. I'm going to have to wash my dishes.
Okay.
You get me?
No.
You're giving me a plate to go eat, and there's food. Go eat on this plate. But I got to come back and wash my dishes.
Yeah.
I have a cavity. I'm coming down. Please take this tooth out. And they're like, all right, but you're going to have to wash the dishes.
Okay.
Washing the dishes, in that language, is I can't eat any solid foods. Mm. She said... a week. I can't work out, can't play basketball for 2 weeks. Mm. I can't chew on this side when I start eating. So I gotta chew like Angelica on the fucking right side. It's a Rugrats joke. And it costs a lot of money.
Yeah.
Get insurance, guys.
Yes.
Listen to that little lizard.
Yes.
Me?
Oh.
I lost your tooth on probation or that side. Oh, wait, so when do you get the Yamin, the new?
So I picked up the fake one. This is what pissed me off. So it's like a package deal. Right now, you guys can't tell that my tooth is out, even if I talk. If I laugh loud, you'll see it. It's right there. But when
you always discover a new dimension of someone with a good joke. You just know someone for a long time until you see them really laugh.
Oh, I didn't know those were not there. Man.
Where's your bottom teeth at?
You see them silver joints?
Oh.
Three parts.
What's that? So I basically went to one dentist. They told me, go to the surgeon, get it removed. And then when I go to the surgeon, they're putting a crown in. So I got to wait like...
What's a crown?
I gotta wait basically 2 weeks, 3 weeks, maybe like a month just to see how fast my gums heal.
Okay.
Then they're gonna drill a fucking screw into that same gum. And then I have to wait for that to heal. And then they twist on a fake tooth onto that screw, and then I never take it off.
Damn.
So I take my tooth out. in that process of like, they're saying it could take 6 months to heal, like altogether in that process. Mm-hmm. Now I have a gap there, and they're basically saying, you know, you're gonna have a gap for however long it takes to heal. I don't know. But remember my Invisaligns, it healed, my gums healed kind of fast, but I was crying when I put the shit.
Oh, day one shit. Yeah.
Fucking hurting. So I don't know if I fully healed or if I just bodied it. I'm thinking that in mind. I'm like, hey, I don't want to walk around gapless, like if I'm filming and rah rah.
Gapless, so, gap.
Or gap full.
Gapped up.
Easy gap, brother.
I'm like, all right, what's the alternatives for that? Like, I can't just be out here walking around like that.
Yeah.
She's like, okay, this is my first dentist, not the surgeon. So right. The surgeon already quoted me for about whatever that's going to run you. That's probably, you know what I'm saying?
Buy the chicken ticket.
Yeah, that buy a couple chicken tickets, man, because that's taking it out. Then it's still, I have to go to her like 5 times in this whole process, man. That's so many times she hasn't seen. So this, that was just the first needle. I got a couple more to go.
Damn.
They'll charge you for them to wake up that day, nigga.
Yeah, nah,
well, this charge, that the wake up fee. Nigga.
I had to do it. So I go back to original dentist and they're like, yo, for you to fill that gap and with the time it takes to heal, it's going to cost you another, like, I think it was like 14 just to get a fake tooth.
Right. 14 foot tooth.
So I go now after this, they're like, hey, go take out your tooth and go get your tooth. And I go see it. I promise you, I'm like at the point where I really want to say, yo, take this back. Give me my money back.
Oh, like smack the tooth out of him.
Yeah.
Really?
Bro, it's like when you, like when I put it in, I said, yo, this can't be it.
It's a joke thing. It's like,
I was just like this. I'm like, I can't, like my mouth don't close properly. It looks sick because you wouldn't be able to tell.
Yeah, right.
But I'm like, bro, there's no way you guys expect me to like walk around with this. I'd have to
what
take
it
every time
a cork?
I eat. It's literally like fake gums and then just that one tooth there.
Mm.
So it all.
So it's what? Like, how does it tuck in there? Like, how does it
just goes under.
Locks on
it
the gum?
Under, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
I know you're talking
under
about
my
it's
tooth.
Denture. It's like a denture.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, Trevon.
So they're like, yo, whatever.
Yeah,
but then
I'm, this from
yeah. I'm like, bro, there's no way you guys charged me 14 for this. And like, now that I'm looking at my tooth being out,
I'll just leave it, nigga.
I would just leave it.
Right.
But I thought they're telling me,
oh, you prepaid,
yo, the space. Yeah. Because they're basically trying to scare me and say, with that space until the screws go in, my teeth can shift.
Mm.
Obviously, I had Invisalign. So
I think you should wear it still.
I got to go.
I think you should wear it.
I'm going to go get my tooth.
No, I mean.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
So you have it?
Yeah.
You
know? But she said, keep it off for the first day and then tomorrow I'll start banging him. But.
Yeah.
It's
at least when you sleep.
It's yeah. I'm yeah, a, oh fuck.
Watch your S words and that shit shoot out on the meter.
Yeah. But yeah, man. That's my morning, man. And yeah,
it's tough.
It is what it is, man. Whatever.
At the end of the day, bro, you started it, man. So you know, time's ticking now. So
I did what?
You started. You know, recovery started. So now time's ticking to when it's over. Temporary, you know,
it's not even like I'm done, bro. I still have so much more to pay, like
to do, but, you know,
so much more pain to endure.
So, what do you have to do to not get that? Just don't eat candy and shit. What's the deal?
Mm-hmm.
You brought your teeth.
I
should have
listened to you when you said don't do the Starbucks drink
and all them ingredients.
It's
man.
Funny, man. My homeboy, his mom used to always tell us, like, yo, take care of your teeth, man.
Did you tell your boy's mom shut up? This,
not like.
Like through the wall.
Yeah, like through the wall type shit. Yeah. You know, like whatever. Yeah. We brush our teeth, but like, you know, just really like. You know, go crazy on that. So it's,
yeah,
you know, once it goes bad, it's bad, man.
And I will say, man, it's just that dentist insurance, like dental insurance, because you'll go six or 4 months, every 6 months or every 4 months, depending on what you want, just to go for your cleaning and you're straight.
Yeah.
Your flossing, like your teeth are fine to keep up with if you keep up with it. But once they're gone too far, like,
yeah,
it's gone too far.
And to be honest, like some people like get blessed, and like for me, I wouldn't say I was ever like crazy about my teeth. Like I never like I brush at least once a day. Like that's about it. And like I didn't go to dentist for like 5 years, so I'm going back thinking I'm about to get cavity'd up. Like I'm ready to start my journey back to being healthy. Oh, everything looks good.
That was me.
That was me too, man. I can't hate that. It's not me no more because. I was like, yo, 29 years, never had a cavity.
Right.
I don't even need candy like that. But then I was just like, yeah, I brush my teeth, I floss. I'm on and off of flossing. I was good at one point, then stopped, and it's on and off. I got to be consistent. But I was thinking, yeah, go for more cleanings, stay on top of it, be fine. But that goddamn coffee, man, and it's at least I could put a face to the case, but that one got me, man.
Yeah.
That one got me.
Macchiato, man. No, man.
None of us.
I'm all good.
I think Ryan was the only one that maybe had a cavity.
This your first one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you had one before for some reason.
Nah, but niggas call me childish for having one. I'm like, bro, that's not nice.
No, I don't think it's childish.
audition. Not when I'm down bad like this, man. Oh, no, man.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, take care of teeth.
Yeah, for sure.
All day, man.
Trust me, you don't want to pay these bills, man.
Yeah, because they're going to charge you like insurance. Even if you don't have insurance, they're going to charge you like an insurance company.
And you know what?
Do but ultimately, man, get that insurance. You heard. You did dental insurance, health insurance.
I didn't want to, like.
Car insurance.
Yeah.
You know, it's a scam. I did. They need an insurance company that promotes not treating you like a stranger if some shit go down. Oh. Like, we're not going to, like, you know, give you the cold shoulder.
Bro.
You got to sit there and plead your case.
It's ridiculous, bro. I'm in the process of changing my car insurance because the one time I called these guys when I got hit, I was chasing niggas.
Brand new.
I'm like, bro, I paid too much money.
You know my case number, nigga.
It was crazy. Yeah,
6524.
Yeah. I've been paying you guys for 30 years.
Never. You guys never said, hey, we don't want it this month. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Said, put it in my hands. Said,
yeah. You took it, man. Every day. Every month, man. 12 o'clock.
Hi, I'm called. Kai just got into a fender bender.
Who?
I'm sorry. Who's the damn thing you're calling their personal line? Yeah. I'm sorry. Who am I speaking to?
They put you back on hold for 3 hours. Hello? Oh, shit.
I just talked to two different people. I just got into a fender bender. My neck hurt now. I don't know who this is.
You said, I'm sorry. Who'd you speak to? That doesn't even matter, bro.
It doesn't matter, bro.
So this is a Pizza Hut.
No, it's not.
I keep trying to get me with that shit.
Trying to call Allstate. You call All-Star Wings. Yeah, that was it's a good wing location, man. But I don't know where it's at. Where is All-Star Wings?
I don't know.
Want me to Google it or something?
Yeah, it's a blue logo. You don't have to Google it, but I thought it was a good joke.
It was. Thanks. I enjoyed it.
Let's all stay stand. Are you in good hands?
Yeah, that shit made me want to sign
this
up.
This morning I just said, nah, brother.
Is that Denzel, brother?
That's not Denzel himself.
No.
Oh, he the Allstate. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Is that State Farm or no, that's Allstate?
That's State.
I don't think Denzel has a brother.
That's they got State. A chat somewhere. They got a group chat somewhere. Mm-hmm. They're somehow connected. Mm.
They got something.
They know the same things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seem like the same person.
Same tone and shit.
Man, how's it feel to know that you're going to have kids and at some point they're going to give you that little middle finger through the wall as you walk away and you'll never know when?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's coming at you, man.
Yeah.
You ever been driven to give the old bird
one
of the elders through a wall?
Yeah.
They be on some stupid shit sometimes.
Some dumb shit. It's the littlest one, too.
That kind of fucked me up because, yeah, man, I think it's going to happen and there's no way you're going to know.
They're just going to be tired of your shit one day.
Yeah,
man.
Like, true.
Man, fuck this nigga, my dad, man.
I'm going to finish blazing. And then when you done, just take out the garbage. Walk around, say, what the fuck? Just look around the room, like, what just happened?
I'm always double-jarring, take out the garbage, nigga.
run up in my room and fucking peek through the blinds and shit.
Oh man, I'm doing a ring cam. I'm gonna be I'm all about getting your feelings out, but I'm gonna be next level with how I catch them.
But I think I'm really gonna be like my kid's friend. Like I'm really gonna try to parent with that in mind. To be honest,
I'm still telling you, fuck you, though.
You think so?
You gonna rub me the wrong way eventually, friend.
But I'm gonna let you know. I'm sorry, brother. I gotta do this.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna like. Sometimes they just give it to you, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, you
don't gotta
because like, I'm older than you.
Yeah, like I'm gonna be like, look, man, hands are tied.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm coming at you as your boy.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So,
like, you might not understand what I'm doing right now, but
that's what I'm saying. I'm finna come at them like. Just a way of reason, you know what I mean? Whereas, like, if you're giving me a middle finger, that's more a you problem, Terrence.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So,
that's you, Terrence. You know, that's what I'm calling the nigga. That's all you, man. I feel like we're just going. It's gonna be a different time when we have kids. Like,
so they're still gonna have the middle finger.
They gonna still have
Yeah, but it may not mean the same. Well, like back
in the new shit, that new pack, man.
They gonna be able to send it via text or something like that, like a fucking hidden message. You know what
I'm saying? They gonna subtweet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or whatever social media is at the time.
Yeah.
That you don't know about. You know.
I'm going to all the social medias, man. Yeah. I don't know about that shit.
I'm gonna get my burners up.
Yeah.
The burners for my kids.
Never let her see my phone and shit.
Yeah.
My daughter. Hold on.
You think you got followers? They all me.
Yeah, literally. Yeah, I have a burner account for my kids.
Nah, I think for sure. Yeah.
And just tweeted. Yeah. I said, man, this fucking idiot ate my PBJ sandwich. That's what's really gonna piss me off because it's like, all right, let me ask you boys something, man. What's something today that you can see when you have kids, or you know what I mean, like down the line you have kids, grandkids and shit, to say, yeah, that'll forever piss me off.
Just from like them to me, or like me?
Yeah, like you personally. What can you come downstairs, whether you're going to the kitchen, you're coming downstairs to something. You're always coming downstairs
to
something.
It's just a mess, man. It's just a
mess.
I'm
going to be real. Yeah.
I don't do the mess. Like, come on.
I think, you know, the garbage is the main one, bro. Because even now, like living with Zara, I'd be like, bro, like, it's overflowing, man. Like, if it's not me, it got to be
hey,
you.
Hey, man, garbage is the man's duty, man.
But not, I'll take it to the curb for sure. But to just take it from under the sink, I feel like anybody could deal with that. That ain't crazy. So
what you saying?
What you mean what I'm saying? I mean, like my kid.
Yeah, you're right.
You know
right.
what I mean? Like I my agree. Kid, yeah, like that's
if it's a little tiny garbage.
Yeah, like I ain't saying, I'll take it to the curb. I always take it to the curb, but you know.
I didn't say
the washroom and shit, like you can take that out.
I saw a video of this girl. She was she's like, how I feel when I'm taking out the garbage, and she's just sagging her pants walking up.
That's funny.
Pants sagging,
smoking this shit out there. Yeah. Nah, in that moment is like 2 seconds of escape until you have to go back and
take out the garbage. Hole.
Right.
Yeah.
I feel that.
Fresh air, you know what I mean? It's quiet. Then you go back and say, is it outside? Yeah, nigga. Fucking came back to do that. High school is when I started getting lippy with my dad behind closed doors that he never heard of.
One day I just understood, man. Like, oh, this is my job forever.
Yeah.
Like shoveling the driveway, I knew.
It's just me.
Yeah.
It's
just.
I aim to have convenience in my life. Like heated driveways.
Yeah. That would be great.
You know what I mean? I do the Roombas. I'll do the Roombas circulating the room and shit.
Yeah.
Every 30 minutes. Go clean it, man.
I need some old school vacuum lines, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the Roomba don't give you that.
No, by then you just gotta stand on it. Just get a little deep scrub. Just go off.
Yeah, the Roomba don't give you the vacuum tracks, man. Let me know. Good job. Like you suck my carpet.
Yeah.
Free of dust.
Yeah,
I feel it. Yeah. You know, kind of just pat your carpet.
That's what the Roomba do.
It's not even for carpet. Yeah, it's not even heavy enough for carpet.
It's for hardwood.
Yeah. Harder surfaces.
Ain't gonna tell you that though.
Right, yeah.
I heard Dyson just dropped a mean one on the scene, man, the other day.
Are Dysons worth it?
Yeah, man.
Is Dyson who?
Is Dyson worth it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dyson's
Dyson
like,
new vacuum.
Oh no, man, I'm still sweeping rugs, man.
This is
that's effective, man.
I can't. I don't know. It's just how I always did it.
This is
let me go on fucking
Google. Yeah. This is something that like Dyson made their stance to say, yo, you want a good vacuum, come to Dyson. Almost how Apple kind of made it like, yo, you want a phone, like come to Apple type of thing.
This is next level suction.
Dyson has some good suction going on.
You know, it's funny. I was watching a TikTok the other day about just the Android Apple beef and like how, you know, Apple has really like programmed us to like not like green bubbles and shit. And like tech wise like Androids are fine products, but the way Apple just, or whoever is responsible, maybe it's us as humans, I don't know.
Oh, they know what the hell.
Whoever created that narrative is really, it's a really powerful narrative, bro.
Yep. But it's not even that, it's just inconvenient once again. Like,
well, they make it inconvenient
because
they do have the, obviously they got technology to connect those and shit, but I get it, you want to protect your ecosystem and shit,
right? It is a business.
It's not even Apple, BlackBerry did it first.
Apple doing it for sure.
Apple just did it better.
What, a BBM shit?
Yeah, because BBM, they say, yo, listen, you ain't BlackBerry, you ain't nothing.
That's what they said with Apple, you saying?
You remember that?
Yeah, of course.
BlackBerry was just like,
I never had a BlackBerry.
Neither did I, but they made you feel like a loser.
It's true. I definitely
had BlackBerry for like fucking 2 months.
It was too late.
Yeah.
Everybody was
way too late. Yeah. And then on top of that, they're like, all right, everyone, BBM for all. Everyone's like, then we ain't got BlackBerries no more. All we need that for. Yeah, I heard about someone vacuum. Even when I looked, I grew up and I had to buy vacuums for myself. We had to go vacuum shopping. I'm like, bro, when?
Yeah.
When did they get here?
It's true.
But somebody the other day said, yo, they went vacuum shopping and they're just seeing like, yo, 4 bills, 5 bills, 6 bills. Yeah. There's always one outlying one that's just like 40 bones. Yeah. That joint or the fucking, you know, the big dogs.
And that's what I was gonna get you. Cause remember I told you guys my little my vacuum story and how I had to get one.
Okay.
So remember I told you I was looking at the Dyson originally, and then I went
a little aftermarket.
You ain't got to say it like that, bro.
Yeah, the Tyson. Yeah, the Tyson.
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah, little Tyson thing. Yeah, I see your sweater, brother. Yeah,
yeah. So I did the Tyson.
Yeah.
Right? I thought it was a good vacuum.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But deep within myself,
you were like, you knew you were going a cheap route.
I knew that.
This ain't my final vacuum.
Yeah, I knew that.
And that's
too.
Okay. So I'll be okay with that sometimes. Like, yo, I'm just my first step.
This is my in between vacuum.
Yeah, like, why do I gotta jump like that?
Little stepping stone vacuum. You know yeah,
I
mean? That's right.
Yeah, I feel that.
I'm just there and I'm just really thinking to myself, like, damn, this ain't really making the lines. Like, nigga, Julian coming home, just walking over the freshly vacuumed carpet, not saying, like, damn, you clean, like, nothing.
Right,
I'm like,
right, okay.
You know what I mean? He's not really taking it in. So, I just had that in mind, but it just no one knew that. You know what I mean? I kept it within myself. And I had someone over the crib, and I just said, I seen a little spot on the carpet. So I'm like, oh, let me just go get that. So
can you look that way?
So I go in the closet, I pull out the Tyson.
Yeah.
And just whatever, just woot, turn on it. I go over the spot. Went over it once, came back out. You know what I'm saying? You know you got the little screw on, so I came.
Yeah.
Came back. Fucking still there.
No.
Came back, still there. I said, what the fuck?
You know, I gotta put a foot on the vacuum.
They
got it.
And the fucking prince said, ain't really do nothing. Bro, that shit cut me fucking deep, man. Yeah. Cause this person owns a fucking Dyson. So I just
damn,
knew,
man.
I knew
you can't. That's
time.
What I'm saying. You own a Dyson. Time, I didn't want to hear it, man. I know about your vacuum, it, man.
The whole got the V4 engine, man. So I just, you know.
You always going, I mean, sorry, Dyson gang. Tyson.
It's all right.
They still make the Dirt Devils?
Oh, they still beating down? I believe so.
I feel like that was my shit back then.
The Bissell classic, Dirt Devil. It was by Bissell.
Bissell. I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, look.
I said too, man. I moved here. I'm like, man, I'm going to get the Dyson, man, whatever, whatever. I made it my thing. Like, hey, man, I'm going to.
The Dyson.
Tell someone, hey man, this is my purchase. Don't even get at me for this vacuum purchase. It's from I like tech and shit, man. I'm gonna get that Dyson.
Nice, nice.
I just every time it just came to that point, I'm like,
I'm all right.
Put my paws on that Tyson, man. I got the throwback Tyson.
Nice.
I wonder if you could if Mike Tyson really fucking stood behind a vacuum.
Nice.
You think you get in trouble for calling a vacuum to Tyson and coming out with a tagline like puts a pound in on pesky messes and shit.
Nah, that'd be straight. That'd
just,
be
Mike Tyson not gonna email you?
Oh, no, Mike Tyson gonna email you. Yeah, he don't play by his brand.
I'm not even calling it Mike Tyson. We're just insinuating that it's, you know what I mean? We never say Mike Tyson, but it's like a boxing glove thing.
And the
I'm like, what? They can't say Mike Tyson?
The logo's a gap tooth, but it doesn't really look like, you don't really know what it is. You're like, wait, is that a tooth? If I'm doing that, we gotta get Tyson in on it. So yeah. Dyson, when it comes to us, we just say, hey, you know who you fucking with?
I wonder if Dyson already bought that the rights to Tyson.
Yeah, these cats be doing sneaky shit on the low.
You seen they denied LeBron Taco Tuesday.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, he tried to copyright it, yeah.
But did you see what they did on the back end?
Yeah, I did with Taco Bell.
Nice,
yeah,
right?
So now he locked in with them, yeah.
Catch him up.
Yep. So he tried to, you know, he'd been doing the Taco Tuesday, something he do with his family.
It's Taco Tuesday!
So there was like, he tried to copyright it. They were like, nah. So then Taco Bell.
Taco Tuesday.
That's why they were like, you can't really copyright that. So now he flipped it. He's like, it's something that shouldn't be copyrighted. So it's for families. Mm. Now he plugged in with Taco Bell as a brand ambassador and shit. Or is he more?
Something like that.
Yeah, brand ambassador. And now he's,
until we know.
He'd be doing commercials.
And he wanted the air rap.
Yeah, everything with them.
But that was a good point that came up because we're talking to Waleed about market. And we found out that market or someone had the smiley face trademarked. Said, yo, smiley face is my shit.
Oh, really?
So
you got to pay a little royalty every time you use a smiley or sell a smiley face.
Really? Yeah. So when you think about something so simple as Taco Tuesday, like it may sound crazy, like, oh, it's for families, for everyone, but
the
nigga didn't think of
it. Yeah. Ric Flair has, woo, trademarked.
Damn. Man, he does.
That's his.
That's why Wayne was so upset that he didn't trademark bling. Yeah. Or bling.
Yeah.
That's a trademark.
It would have been crazy.
You think LeBron eating them tacos on Tuesday?
Let me tell you something, man. I had Taco Bell maybe 2 weeks ago.
So it's been a while for me.
Yeah, it's been. Before then, I couldn't even tell you, honestly. But
I don't know. We just in a me and my shorty, we was in a plaza, and then we seen him. We're like, you know, well, how are these?
Who was the first one to be like?
It was her. Okay. It was her. You know,
I like that shit.
Yeah, when they're like, they want to play dirty.
Yeah, yeah. Let's go get them. So I wasn't about to
you
say.
You want to try one too?
Yeah, you know what I mean. That shit was bad, bro. That shit was not.
Oh no!
It.
Oh shit!
It was.
What's
bad.
The location you went to? I want to pull it up and I'll tell you.
Airport in Bavaria.
Yeah, that's why. Don't pull it up. I know exactly where that
yeah,
is.
Yeah, bad. But how they got us? Why? We went in there because first she wanted just the Fries Supreme, which is like pretty safe. Like it's not even whatever. But there was like, oh, if you download the app, you get a free Crunch Wrap. So we're like, okay, we download the apps and shit, trying to get it. Download the app to get the Crunch Wrap. So that's why we had a Crunch Wrap, because they giving it for free through the app and shit.
Okay.
So I had the Crunch Wrap and like, bro, you know, we all know like food spots, commercials, pictures, they gonna pump it up, they gonna fluff it up.
Yeah. All day. Squirt some mist on it.
But the difference is just too crazy, bro. Like the Crunch Wrap Supreme looks like a little thick thing that you could like hold. Bro, shit looked like a quesadilla, bro, when I got that shit. I'm like,
really, bro? This used to be crazy. Back in the day, I'm not even gonna lie. That specifically.
Bullshit, man. I'm like, bro, this is terrible, man.
I'll say the Crunchwrap Supreme is probably the best thing on.
Yeah, I would say.
Yeah, isn't the Crunchwrap Supreme is a full quesadilla, so it's a full circle.
Yeah, it's supposed to be.
Nah, but with a yako in the middle.
Mm-hmm, or
yeah, with meat in the middle. Mm-hmm. But hold on. They do. They
whoever made my
pizza.
Shit made my shit like garbage, bro.
Oh yeah, that's not what you got right here. This
no,
yeah, image
not
of
at,
Crunchwrap.
He's not at all. Like you think you could hold that? You know, it ain't. I didn't get that at
it's
all.
A one-hander bro. Situation.
Yeah, that one-hander, was, huh? It was terrible, man.
Man, I feel sorry for you, man. Because I'll tell you one thing: when we lived in Brampton, we had a Taco Bell just by us, and they obviously shared a joint with a KFC.
Yeah, I remember that collab. Yeah,
I remember when these cats. When Taco Bell, maybe look this up, I may be capping, but I remember as a kid, this is my world. Mm. When they first introduced the quesadilla to Taco Bell, and they came over to Canada, not the Supreme, just the quesadilla. Mm-hmm. Go back to the quesadilla.
Introduced quesadillas?
I don't know if it was always there. As a kid, I don't know if it was always there, I gotta say. But I do remember, it had to come there at some point in Canada.
Okay.
Dog, their quesadillas were fucking crack.
I never tried that shit.
Really? I feel like we did it together. You've never tried.
I was on them Crunchwrap Supremes, and that was my business. And that's where I.
This
you know what?
Now
you're right.
You're
right. I've tried it. I mean, it's a fucking good. I love a good quesadilla.
Yeah, just a little bag, like they loaded with cheese, but I'd do this again, man.
I feel like, you know what I mean? Chipotle take care of that. Good. True. Yeah, they got the mean quesadilla at Chipotle, man.
True.
I'll never take something out of for that shit.
Oh.
Yep.
Okay.
I would.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they got the mean quesadilla.
Yeah. I just don't understand the hate with Taco Bell and like what they get. Because I think Taco Bell's clean.
Well, I do believe like.
It's not. They do take it very far away from the picture sometimes, man. I know there's better locations.
I'm about to say
that. But sometimes it's just like you're not even eating. You don't even see the individual beef balls. They're just mash. It's just mash. Mm-hmm. It's just beef paste.
Mm-hmm. And it's not cheap. Like.
It's not?
No.
Oh shit, I'm looking at these prices.
It's not really
right now.
That cheap. Damn. Like in terms of like fast food, like
$2 for a taco?
For a taco.
You're not getting a fucking taco.
But that, you're not one taco is nothing. Like have you had one taco from Taco Bell?
But you got
you don't even get one.
That's like the size of a phone, bro.
Fries.
Y'all gotta understand, y'all know what it is when you go to a taco place, man. One taco, like it's always like that.
That's what I'm saying. You're getting multiple tacos, so at $2 a taco.
You get single tacos for a toonie. Remember in New York, I was like, bro, these tacos are going for two bones, three bones, like single ones. And you buy like a dog. I'd literally feel like a beast because I'd call on the phone. I'd be like, yo, we get 10 chicken tacos. Mm-hmm. Like, bro, 2-3 is not going to do it. And when they do it in combos of like 4 tacos.
Wait,
like,
so what's your point right now?
Tacos are cheap.
They're cheap.
Right? I'm on these drugs, bro.
He's not. He doesn't get tacos when he goes to Taco Bell. Like, that's the problem. What's your point? He gets the shit that costs $8.
From Taco Bell?
Yeah. Like, okay, my point is like, okay, how much is a taco right now?
$1.
$3.
It says $1?
You want a spicy potato sauce taco? Listen, if you go home with money, you can't go too far. Like, okay. what's your taco budget?
I'm trying to spend $10 to $15.
I'll get you right now.
I ain't worried. Him.
Okay.
What you want?
Order it all.
Yo, chalupa. Get them food, 2 chalupas.
Okay. Man, oh man.
Nah, the chalupa gonna get you. Honestly, like all jokes aside, if I was doing something from Taco Bell, I'm doing the quesadilla. No, the Crunchwrap Supreme, sorry. And then like a quesadilla on the side.
Okay, and how much is that gonna be?
$11.69.
Okay. To me, you rival that with Wendy's, you rival that with McDonald's, like these places, right? You're leaving with a different level of satisfaction at that price that they're not stepping up to, I find.
You give the red hair girl a 10. Yeah. You walking away with something heavy.
Exactly. This, you're like, what the fuck is this bullshit? So that's my problem. You're like, y'all want the same market as everybody else, but you're not coming with it. And maybe it's just that location. I don't know. I know people love Taco Bell because it's still here. And I don't understand why, but.
Click burritos.
Nah, you never want a burrito.
I don't like burritos, man.
Roll of rice.
Yeah, I like burritos.
Nah, burritos is like.
You know, not the big, stupid joints, man. You like, you know, the joints, man, that be fucking just rice.
Doinks, literally doinks.
Like. Doinks. Yeah, rice doink.
Like Burrito Boys. Boy, when they started Burrito Boys, if that started in Brampton, they'd roll like a burrito as thick as like your laundry.
Okay. I love it. Yeah.
Yeah, for real. But like, you'd be like, all right, burrito. Yeah. Okay. What do you want? Chicken? Okay. Basically, rice. Yeah, rice.
Yeah, yeah.
Chicken?
Yeah.
What's next?
Yeah.
Sour cream?
You got to even up the fucking rice to everything else ratio, man.
Yeah.
That shit is just mostly rice.
Yeah.
Well, man, y'all get down with the barilla tacos? Barilla?
Yo, I've had one.
I haven't had before.
Really?
Yeah. Yes. The one where you dip it, right? Yeah.
Yes.
I've seen them.
Yeah,
seen a lot of videos of like how to make them, kind of scary.
No, you just go to the source.
Yeah, yeah. Where would I go? Like,
I got a plug out here, man.
Yeah,
yeah.
we might need to try that.
I got one place, in Toronto. Man. I've never been there.
Okay, swing that.
You never tried it?
I never tried it, but I've heard great things in Toronto.
Swing that.
I got the fucking Bietta. This is in LA just now.
How do you say?
I went to LA Bietta. Yeah.
I
never had it before.
I said body island. I said it was like, they pronounce the B's with the V's.
Vadia?
Damn, we should know this, man. We're just
Vadia. No, it's a burrito. But when does he even made that?
It's chicken, right?
Nah, it's usually
everything.
You can't get it with chicken. Yeah, okay, it's usually I think it's pork actually. Damn. Beef?
Because they the drip is like the oil you dip it in is from the pork. You cook it in there and then they just put it on the side some like onions and shit.
Yeah, it looks delicious.
Oh, you bet.
I went to go try for the first.
Before you answer that, how many of those you got to eat to feel satisfied?
They're like tacos for real. So
that's
like,
you need like three.
Yeah, it's like three. Okay, three is like, okay, I'm being good.
Yeah.
Five,
you're like, this is dinner.
I'm at the place now. Yeah.
Okay.
Real spill. I got the notepad. I'm the taco man. What I'm putting down for?
Three, for sure.
Real talk. Yeah, I do 4, man.
I'm doing 3.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. If I'm trying to take it there, then yeah.
No, we here.
Oh, yeah. We here?
I'm the taco man.
Yeah, no, 5 tacos. Yeah, man.
Yeah, I do 3, man.
Bro, I was doing 6.
Wow.
No, that's possible.
That's possible.
It's possible, man. No, for sure. It depends, man. Tacos, you could just eat them like shrimps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it just depends on how you want to look.
One day, it's anyway. Yeah.
If you're doing Taco Tuesday, the practice came from doing Taco Tuesday. If you're doing all this prep for tacos, well, we better be using, make use of this. You don't do all this shit, cook for 3 hours to smash 2 tacos.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something, man. When we were back in high school, we used to run like community meals. So we just get busy and we just start cooking like whatever. And one thing that we used to do is we used to run taco night. Those cookouts used to be a blast.
Like community meals?
Yeah, just be at the crib. The twins would come over. It's taco night. Clyde will be there. Called Taco Boys. Kevin will come over. We'll all eat tacos.
I like that.
But we had like, I'd punch down like 10, 12 tacos. Like I remember we were counting the packs and we're like, yo, okay, this whole pack is me. Just write that off as me.
Mm-hmm. Pack of tortillas. Like, all right, so 10, so me. So I'm good.
I'm good.
You so you getting 10 too?
Yeah, where?
So when we go to stores and you're talking about like,
what kind of tacos y'all making? Like just the regular like ground beef?
Shrimp, ground beef.
Okay.
Ladies.
With the multiple tacos. Coming alive from Portugal. What's the weather out there?
Sorry, I'm getting a call from the old wife. What's up?
Give us the Portugal drop. Your voice cracked.
It's kind of chilly.
Oh. All right, we're going to get back to you. That's from like, Mother Nature.
Low 50s. Okay, well, I'll talk to you guys later.
Dang. Low 50s? Bro, that's like 10.
Yeah, 10? Yeah, that's cold.
Wait, what time is it?
It's 11:30.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Makes
sense. My bedtime, man.
Oh, daytime cold, though.
Daytime cold, though? It's 50?
Like, daytime, it's chilly, yeah. Sometimes it's chilly.
I was expecting, like,
damn,
90.
For May, it's crazy for it to be this cold, yeah.
Have you been to any chicken out, though?
Oh, yeah, the food is really good.
Oh, really?
I did go to, as long as that temperature, right?
I had, like, tuna steak twice today.
Oh, wow. All
right.
Thanks
for stopping by.
Yes, sir.
All right. Have a good show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
That was Portuguese news.
Yes, sir.
All day, man. Shout out all our Portuguese viewers.
If you're a Portuguese viewer, you got to comment. I'm a Portuguese.
We used to have one Italian. You used to literally on this, on the analytics, we had like for like skits and shit.
Oh, I just said
it'd
that
just be one Italian viewer every
one
time.
Dot.
Yeah. And I could see like when you get around to watching the video, you're Italian. Italy saw our stuff.
What were we saying? Yeah, you would do with. That was a wrap it up.
Tacos, burritos, five.
Oh, the Bierda tacos. So I had one Bierda taco ever in my life, and it was in L.A. just a couple weeks ago. And the only reason why I got it is because I'm like, I'm seeing niggas rave over it, dip all this. I want to dip.
Man, some of that drip, man.
I want to drip.
Every time you see it, man, it's like, yo. You know what I'm
saying? That's what once you just dip your fingers in two with it, man. It's just all good.
Oh, with the taco in hand, yeah. I had to do that a couple of times. Mm-hmm. But I go ahead and I order this, and you know everything's sketchy off the eats at that time. So I'm approaching that time, but I'm in L.A., so I'm like, yo, everything's tacos out here, so I should be okay. And they send the Bieta with no fucking beef.
Oh,
man.
No. They did not send my food then, bro. My food is not here.
Bro, my food is not here.
Yeah, that's the one thing where you need that drip, man. Damn. A lot of times you order drip, don't get the drip. Ah, fine, fuck, whatever. Drip,
my food is not here.
It's not.
That's the main event. That's if they didn't send the tacos, it'd be all right.
Yeah.
As you got the drip, man.
Because I can dip something else in though.
Yeah.
Fucking bread alone.
Just give me $2 back, man. Man, some episodes ago, we showed a woman getting pieced up by a rabbit, man. Mm-hmm. And somebody commented that we should be checking out Flemish giant rabbits.
Why are you serving that up? I heard rabbits can hear, like, dumb far. Like, dumb far. That's crazy.
I even wonder what dogs. Why are they?
Oh, yeah, nigga. That?
Okay. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. You guys never seen this before?
No.
It's the biggest rabbit. It's like 20 feet.
I don't like that.
Nah, this is sick.
I used to have a rabbit.
Nah, this is some bio.
Like the size of Brooklyn, yeah.
That is crazy.
Nuclear. No, this is nuclear growth.
Y'all ever get on rabbit TikTok?
No.
Nah, they got a TikTok.
Yeah, man. You see people give their rabbits like whole rooms and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Do they have personality and shit?
Yeah.
They're rabbits. Man. Yeah, I saw one every morning that just hops to their bed and like hops on their bed and like wakes them up. I'm like, that's pretty adorable.
I feel like if you can't make a sound, like we're not really talking and bonded.
Yeah.
They don't bark and shit. They don't make any like click around, drop any shit too freely and just like randomly just fucking a trail of shit behind them all the time.
Baby pellets, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's too much. I'd rather you just lay it down one time.
Get you a Roomba. You
Yeah, just full of shit, bro. I hate to change it.
Rabbits act like dogs. And,
I feel like dog with a little bit of cat.
Yeah.
A little bit. Because they're independent to a degree.
Damn.
Are you not really?
Aren't they nocturnal, too?
Are they?
Don't be doing that. Like, I'll bring you to my house. Ooh. Entertain.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Like hamsters and shit. Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're... we got a couple Googles to do.
But
rabbits, nocturnal.
Nocturnal.
Bunnies are nocturnal, right? Nope. Another question that people often ask is whether... Oh, shit. I thought they they were. Mm. That's what's up, man. I'm not over these Flemish giant rabbits.
So, what is it to really be...
A bunny?
Nocturnal. Oh. You just sleep at a different time?
Yeah,
just like a nurse and shit.
So a human can be nocturnal.
Yeah, nurses and shit.
Right. So what is it to be? It's just we all got to sleep. It's
I'm just reverse.
Yeah,
I'm just in another time zone, man.
I'm just switching it up.
I'm on China time right now.
Yeah, you know what I'm
just
saying?
Just 12 hours ahead.
Are they nocturnal or am I nocturnal?
There's
I think scientifically, science proves that we should be in the sun and shit, and that's where we should be rocking with.
Okay. Yeah, I like that one.
unless you live in Iceland, then they're going to give you a certain... Who has 38 days and nights?
Oh, you brought this
38 days of nights. What the hell's wrong?
Did you ever look that? Did we confirm what that is?
We did.
Yeah, it's a couple places. Just anything on the
Really, you know, close to the North Pole and shit. Greenland, getting a little bit of action. Iceland.
Have y'all ever seen Northern Lights?
No, I have. I was close.
Nah. Speaking of just rabbits and rabbit holes and fucking the algorithm taking you places you ain't asked for, man. I was looking at, I found this guy that just like takes trips and just like tries out trains and planes and first class and all sorts of, not really hotels, literally just all travel shit. So I was looking, first off, I'm so surprised at how much like trains are more. I always thought, I was like, yeah, you can take a train, spend less than a plane.
Yeah.
Bro, the same, if not more.
Oh, that's dumb.
I was doing shows in Philippines. Have you guys ever been to like Calgary and Edmonton and them places? Calgary, I had a lot of fun, man. They don't have like much happening. You know what's cool though? I'm not gonna lie, okay, aside from Calgary and Edmonton, it's cool. The cool thing about going to stand-up comedy, doing stand-up comedy in like other places, like small cities, is like they just treat you like, they, like you're like a superhero, like a savior. Like, yo, thank you so much for coming to Calgary. Like I was like, I'm like a doctor without borders. You didn't have to come. I said, I needed the money, man. I'm here for a purpose, man.
Guess for how much a train from Toronto to Vancouver is.
Okay.
A proper seat, like first class shower, because it's not a one day train ride.
There and back?
Not just there.
$189.
$100?
Yeah.
No, man. That's what I'm laughing. Really? Yeah, I'm laughing. That's crazy.
You had to answer me like that, nigga. That was crazy. He said $100.
$189.
I thought you were speaking in rats.
Oh my God. Ow.
Dog. You know how long it takes you to
you
ride
said Toronto
there?
To where?
Vancouver.
Oh, fuck. I didn't listen to that.
Go ahead again.
$200.
No, I'm gonna go $598.
$100?
That's reasonable.
$598.
First class though?
$30,000.
Shut the fuck up.
Go bro. On Via Rail, Toronto to Vancouver, one way, 30 racks.
I for can't what?
That's first class though. That's in the cabin and
I
shit.
I don't even give a fuck.
No, you need to though.
What?
You need to. You're you on need a train.
Bro, you're, do you want a shower?
How about 3 days?
Do you want a shower?
Okay, I'm seeing the angle now.
You're pissing on a community pisser.
I'm seeing the angle
dude,
now.
Dude, it's crazy. Down right there.
So I guess people with like a fear of flying, they're subject to that.
Bro, I'm almost more scared of trains, bro.
I was about
to
say.
It just covers all this land. I'm like, bro, when's the last time somebody checked on this cork or this fucking nail?
But they're not on tires, right? Like a train is like on metal wheels, you know?
Yeah, but like what if somebody just like came along at this random point?
Yeah, just dinged it up. It's true. Yeah, no.
There's one dink in this.
Yeah, we off the tracks.
That's it.
Dude, it's nice. So it's not really like more. It's not for if you have a fear of like flying, but it's like.
I don't believe 30,000 though. That's crazy.
Trust me.
Bro, where is the straight answers?
Tickets. The thing is like it's you're stopping in so many cities and it's like sightseeing at the same time. So the first class tickets,
but like I feel like you got to dock for that. That's an inconvenience.
Yeah, they're gonna stop. We're gonna stop.
No, not stop. You got to dock the price. Yeah.
No, it seems like they don't stop for too long. Every stop you had, he's like, oh, I'm gonna hurry up and you don't like an hour maybe.
Piss and go
max.
Get Wendy's. They Wendy's.
That's
cool.
Wild.
Oh, Vancouver. Let's see. I cannot talk and type and ask.
Watch us. Watch us. Well, hold on. Put a date. Not next week. Not next week. Do like September. Oh, do August.
Ahead
August.
Of time?
Yeah.
You might have helped your 30,000.
Hell no. I feel like if you're jumping on the train, it's kind of like, hey, man, I got to jump on this train this weekend, man.
Nah, this is like, if you're doing this to Vancouver from Toronto,
month ahead. You don't know 3 months.
Give me a month.
I'm going to take a train in 3 months.
Because that's the summer.
Nobody knows that shit. Yeah, maybe.
It ain't going. All right,
June.
This is supposed to be a trip to say, oh, we're taking a trip and we're going sightseeing. Give me July 16th. Okay, I'll take the 9th.
That's how it started. July 16th, coming back that Saturday, man. Yeah. 22nd, passengers.
You ain't shouting.
One adult.
Two
adults.
Excuse me.
One human.
Give me one then.
All right.
Oh, the discount code put Train Daddy.
Economy 500. Same as a plane ticket.
Okay.
Toronto to Vancouver.
I'm not mad at that.
Way longer though.
Dude.
I want to remind everybody, Cuss said 30,000.
Yeah. Do prestige cabin, because that's what I did. Just do a different date. Do a different date.
4 zeros, my guy.
Dog, I'm telling you. Watch, you're going to be surprised. VRL has that train.
Do August?
Do next year, yeah. 2023.
But yeah, prestige. 24. Prestige is what it's called, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. They say about 5 racks.
That's gonna be snowing. Do trains run in the
come
snow?
Come on, nigga. You're just trying to find a 30 rack, nigga.
All right, go ahead, dude. Go
it's
ahead.
It's not looking good, man.
Nah, 30 rats. That's just, y'all gonna be spooked. Prestige Camper 2, watch this. All inclusive.
10 rats.
I'm not bad.
That's not bad. Still, not bad. I'm still surprised by that.
It's up, but remember, that's one.
I'm so still surprised people? By that.
Not for two. That's for two.
This is for two?
Because yeah, it's five apiece. Yeah, two. I just said that. Five
okay, yeah, yeah. Nah. But that's January. No one's trying. All right.
Yeah, I'll take there. You there, though, man. They have, there, yeah. They have the train rides that will literally run you like 40 bands.
I believe it because, you know what, that is the angle of, like, you know, you have to shit and piss and do all these things. So that's something that you can't move, right?
Yeah.
So they got to, you gotta, you might have to pay for that because you kind of subjected to being in that situation. And
what? How to pay for a first class joint?
Just having, you want good amenities on that.
Yeah.
While you on that.
Yeah, for three, I can't say, imagine being on a flight for 3 days.
Yeah.
And like, this is your seat. You can walk around and shit, but this is your seat.
Yeah. So I get, yeah. Yeah. That's still very surprising. Like, I would not think $1,000 when it comes to training.
We were trying to get, I think why this even came up and why I even started looking in the first place, because we're trying to get something situated with Via Rail to send us to Vancouver through rail.
Okay.
Well, you know, it did have something to do with Vancouver. Well, the reason we originally
you
checked it out,
motherfucker.
Yeah.
He's trying to move a bird.
20 bones. Yeah.
Vancouver to Toronto, man. We just had excess lettuce. Yeah, extra lettuce. I'm like, what if we don't fly? That seems like a alarming thing to do.
Yeah.
Especially at that time. Like, how much for the train, man? It'll take us a few extra days. It's going to be cheaper.
Chain. I'm on the plane with it with them prices.
Yeah, man. Shout out to the bird, man.
It'll be beautiful, though.
It is, man. They got crazy lookout cabins and shit. We're driving through the Rockies and shit.
Yeah. I'm going to do it before...
I imagine it could probably be dope, man. They probably have like TVs and shit in some of them.
Yeah, they got your rooms. You got like restaurants. Like you switch trains to go to different restaurants and
sick. Okay,
fucking Hogwarts. Shower.
I feel that.
But I have to be totally taken care of on there. I'm on there for 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
Totally. Like what? What do you need?
Everything. I need a shower. I need a proper bed. Like I never want to feel like, what am I getting out of here? Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
So I get the 10 racks. Like if you're planning this as like a family vacation or a little getaway trip, 10 bands is like...
Oh, family?
But that's just to get there.
Two or three people. Max.
Max. Yeah, that's your family.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Small family.
Small family.
Yeah. You got to keep an efficient family, man.
Yeah, I'm
popping. You know how many fucking shoes got to go on when you have four kids?
Like a centipede.
That's 8 shoes. Kids fucking suck at putting on shoes too and shit.
And that's the thing. I think... When I have kids and I'm like traveling with them, I'm probably packing them one fit because they're not gonna know to put on the same shit.
But a drip is small, so you can drip out.
But
I'll put a little bit in mine.
But I actually don't think that's smart because I find kids are more prone to messes and shit.
No, I know that.
So you gotta be able to, you don't wanna have to put them in the.
That's just a life lesson they're gonna have to learn.
You get CPS called on you like that, brother.
Not a guy. There's this kid been walking around with pudding for 4 days.
That's fresh as hell.
I told this nigga, man, don't use the bib. You want to tell me he too old for a bib?
Let's check out this Ring camera moment of the week, man. Mm-hmm. Submitted by none other than Tribble.
Yeah.
Play.
Yo, full screen, full screen.
What have you done?
Oh, what are you tripped up? I don't know. Come on.
Whoa, that's
I know, but you tripped up. I picked it up. I was carrying that. Will you bring that one? Can you bring No, I don't know. Oh, look. I have to wash my coat now.
Grandpa.
Bro.
Niggas, what have you done?
What have you done? What have you done? Bro, but the thing is, I only played this video because not only did I find it, it wasn't like hilarious, but I don't know. There's something about me and like, seeing someone fall that kind of pisses me off.
What?
I have mixed emotions about it.
Like if I'm seeing someone that I'm dating or like, he's older, so this is my wife or whatever, and I'm seeing her fall, I'd be like, what have you done? Like, what have you done? Like, you know what I mean? Like, if you just seen Symphony fall, like, are you going to be a little bit like, what the fuck is that about?
Nah.
Nah.
I'm gonna be like, ooh.
If anything, okay, the only angle I was about to see was if, like, it's like, man, we can't be falling and shit, man. Just, like, watch your step.
That's
you
that's a life.
You didn't inquire, like, Yeah.
Nah, you okay? It's an accident, nigga. What the fuck?
Yeah. But he was getting at it like, yo, what, like, what'd you trip on about? Like, what'd you trip on? What
why happened? Are you mad at? Like, why not? Why are you speaking to me like
not mad, but like,
I find out some clumsy shit. Like, oh, I was trying to walk with soup and cup and a thing and a this and a. Well, okay, obviously. Yeah, why you doing? What have you done?
Yeah. What have you done is a crazy question.
I'm scared when someone's dead.
What have you done?
Yeah, that's like. That's murder, bro. That's like. That's like. The law has been broken.
I don't know, man. I think just in school, I've seen too many girls that like I had crushes on just throughout my years and just fucking as a young kid, seeing them fall. I'm like, yo, why do I feel this way? Like, I'm just it's secondhand embarrassment. That's all it is. I don't want to see anyone fall. Like, I don't even want to see myself fall. I'll be mad at myself when
you
I fall
near a mirror. It's fucking.
I get mad. What the hell?
Look at you.
Yeah.
Look at done.
On the floor.
Look at you.
But yeah, I don't know. Maybe that's just a problem with myself. So you don't care if anyone falls in front of you. Trips up.
Nah, man, not that I don't care.
You say I don't care?
Not that you don't care. Like, is she okay? Like, obviously, you know, I'm gonna
check on her and shit. Like, you good? Like,
obviously that, but like, you're not gonna just be like,
there's too much falling. I'm like, all right, down so much, man.
I want to, it's fine. I want to, it's fine. But like,
yeah,
it's gonna get to a point where I'm like, bro, why are you always on the ground?
So maybe that's his reality then. That's why he.
That's what I'm saying. Like, and there's certain people are just like a little bit, like they're always falling and shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, her last words are funny.
I'm gonna wash my coat now.
Oh damn, man! Damn, that's what's up, man.
Yeah, right.
Listen, man, it's been a swell episode, man. Talking about all the things we need to talk about, man. We had a good time, man. Y'all know what y'all need to do, man. Random Order Show episode 141, man. Drop that 5-star stunner rating, man. Let the people know why you rock with the RO show, man. I'm talking Apple Podcasts. I'm talking Spotify, man. Make sure you jump down there in the comments, man. Leave us a comment, goddamn. Let us know you're there. Let us know you alive and shit. What you eating, man? How you smelling, man? What's the living room set up, man? All day, man. Listen, www.randomorder.org. We like that, man. Content, merch. We getting busy. Amen, man. Listen, man.
Yeah, I was kind of falling.
I thought you were going to bring it back.
We got to leave the people with something, man. You just lost a tooth, man.
What is that exclamation mark?
You down in the gutter, man. Down one tooth.
Mm-hmm.
Getting in your pockets, man. How you stay positive, man?
I heard this quote once.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like niggas always had some cool shit to say. You know, whenever they get like asked a question, I heard this quote once. Prepared, man. Yeah.
Yeah, I actually got this quote in my pocket. I was waiting for the day I could whip it out.
Tell you what I heard about perfect losing quote. A tooth. Nah, man, I'll just tell you like this, man. When life kick you down, man, just know it's kicking you down because it know you can get back up, man. So amen, get on up, man.
Day, man. Amen, up, amen. Man.
Yeah.
I like that.
Oh, that little Tyler.
That little Tyler.
Little Tyler. Ain't he like 8 years old?
I think he's 17.
Small frame.
He's very, very small
frame. I saw that joint with him and DDG on the ball. I'm like, how old is this child?
Yeah, pretty. That's what the comments were saying, man.
It's a bit weird. These ladies and much older.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, I feel like that shit is played out anyways.
Yeah, you don't have to do that.
You don't have to have a girl in the music. Like, I don't know. I just don't feel like. I used to look at those girls like, yo, nah, I don't really do that no more. Like,
you ever did that play in the music video?
Never.
I mean, seven girls.
Never.
They all love me and infatuated with me.
Yeah, never, no.
You could tell when the girls are bullshitting.
Yeah.
They just do not like this nigga. Just
yeah.
Just day rate. Just
this is it's for the
rubbing this nigga down and shit.
Yep.
Oh, you guys started?
Not really. It was
not really.
DJ gone.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.